Boy, there ain't never been a hotter house since the Iroquois Theater fire. Only we didn't have laughing outfit with the Cupid's painted on the walls. Listen, baby, that expression we got on your face had them doubled up like a stomachache.
Honest, Val, I never heard a house laugh like that. And, gee, they were the sweetest people out front. We got a hand that you could put on a Statue of Liberty.
Oh, gee, years of starving, night after night in small time, not knowing whether he was going to eat or whether we just weren't hungry. Oh, gee, it's all worth it even just tonight is. It ain't going to be just for tonight, kid. It's going to be for always. Laverne and Valentine, big time.
Gee, I'm so thrilled I'm afraid I'll electrocute myself. Just think of it. You and me, the hit of a Broadway show.
With a contract.
Say, when do we get it?
Delegate said he'd bring it down in a little while.
Oh, honey, I couldn't be any happier unless I was twins.
You couldn't be any sweeter unless you was triplets.
You know what I'd like to do?
Yeah, eat.
No, mush your hair. You look so kind of cute that way. And when you look cute, I want to kiss you. And when... Say, you could kind of go for this Louise LaRoche, couldn't you?
Hey, she is a good guy, ain't she? She sure was pleased we stole the show. She told me so when we'd come off tonight.
Yeah, I saw her. Can't she tell you without cuddling up and whispering it in your ear?
Ah, don't be jelly, baby. She just wanted to be friendly, that's all.
Friendly? The only reason she didn't crawl on your lap and kiss you was because you were standing up. And another thing...
Yeah, there always is when you're talking.
Yeah, but get this, you big pile of sex appeal. If you think I'm jealous of that bargain counter blonde, you're wrong.
She ain't no bargain counter blonde. She knows a theater plenty. She was on the stage when she was 3 years old.
You mean she had her leg in a cast at that age? And that's about the only time it was ever small enough to get it in a cast. Now they'd have to put it in a barrel.
Listen, she was playing leads before you was born.
Yeah, she was playing before I was born, all right. And it wasn't with dolls, either. All the leads she ever played were in dog acts, on the other end of the leash. What can she do? What can she do?
Can she do? She can sing. That dame's a singer on notes.
Yeah, the wrong ones.
Look, what do you got against her, anyhow? She's a sweet little kid just trying to get along.
Yeah, with somebody else's husband.
Oh, can't I be nice to a dame without you getting suspicious?
Not if you have to sneak off in dark corners and pit her and whisper to do it. And if you think she's just a sweet kid, you're simpler than I thought you were, and that doesn't seem possible. Listen, she's been married so many times that she has a callus on the third finger of her right hand.
Oh, what of it? She just gets tough breaks, that's all. She's got a lot of pluck.
Yeah, she's plucked every man she ever knew.
For the love of Mike, can't you think of anything nice to say about her?
Yeah, she doesn't bite her fingernails.
Now listen, she's got a beautiful face and a good figure.
Well, her face ought to be good. The only thing about it that's her own is a foundation. As for her figure, it isn't so bad, and she knows it. She wears her skirts so short that when she sits down, you think they're neckties.
Well, I like her clothes, see? She copies them from all the big movie stars. She told me so herself.
She told you lots, didn't she? Well, she must have copied the one she had on tonight from a Max Sennett bathing beauty.
Don't be a cat, Alice.
I'll be an elephant if I want. Any woman whose husband is making an ass out of himself over a rat like this Louise LaRoche has a right to be a cat.
All right, be the whole menagerie if you want. See if I care. When you talk like that, it makes me so hot under the collar, I can...
Oh, that's good for you. Maybe it'll melt some of the fat off your head.
I don't know what's the... Oh... Now I see what's causing all the trouble.
What?
You got your shoes on the shelf.
Well, why not?
You mean to tell me you've been in the show racket all these years and don't know that shoes on a shelf in a dressing room is the worst luck in the world? Take them off! Hurry up before the joint caves in.
All right. Gee, I didn't know it was bad luck. Val, honest, I didn't.
Listen, that's folded shows, broken up families, caused fallen arches and busted up teams, and you, just before we get a contract, you got to put your kennels on a shelf.
Well, I'm sorry, Val. I didn't know.
Didn't know. What kind of a home pinning did you have, anyway?
Well, gee, Val, honest, I didn't do it on purpose.
You probably won't get the contract now. Any hard luck we have from now on is your fault. Yours and the shoes. There's Gallagher now. Probably to tell us he's changed his mind. Yeah, come in. The only thing Alice got off is her makeup.
You know, I don't say this very often. It ain't good business. But you guys sure put that show over. You're good. They're still laughing out in front.
Sure. Why say that?
I knew I shouldn't have said that. Your head's commencing to do a balloon already, Val. You're blowing it up with your own hot air.
Do you mind if I quote that last remark sometimes, Mr. Gallagher?
No, the oftener you use it, the better it'll suit me. Well, here's the contract. Look it over and sign it and bring it up to my office if it's okay.
All right. Thanks, Mr. Gallagher.
Yeah, thanks, Kelly. So they're laughing at the act out front, huh?
Yeah, but not at yours. Good night.
Well, here's the contract. If this is a bad luck that comes from putting shoes on a dressing room shelf, I'm buying riding boots tomorrow.
All right, make fun of it if you want to. But he who laughs first...
Laughs.
First.
Laughs.
First.
Laughs.
First.
Laughs.
You know what I was going to say?
Sure. You laughed last, laughed best.
Oh, you think I was, do you? Well, I wasn't.
Well, what were you going to say?
He who laughs first. I was going to say, he who laughs first laughs before the last laugh.
That doesn't make sense.
No, neither does the alphabet unless you got brains enough to put it together right. Well, let's see that contract I got us.
Here's the contract we got.
Oh, gee. Look, baby, it's for a year.
Hooray! Look, Val. Look. Do I count those zeros right?
400 a week, Ellis.
Well, that's more money than there is in the world.
We can have a yacht.
And a car with a chauffeur.
Oh, gee, I knew we'd get money, but I didn't think we'd get all of it.
Oh, I could scream or something. I'm so happy. 400 a week.
Oh, gee, honey, we got to pay income tax.
Oh, what do we care? We can afford to pay an income tax, an outgo tax, and one up and down. Why, Val, that's like something that you dreamed about when you were a little kid come true.
What do you think, honey? We can move out of that crummy old boarding house. We can get some clothes that don't make us look like we was costumed for a gay 90s skit, and we can...
And, Val, you can throw away that old brown derby.
What's the matter with that iron hat? Al Smith wears one.
Sure, and Pershing wore a helmet during the war, too.
Well, Al's still wearing his.
Yeah, and Al ain't president, but who won the war?
Oh, all right, let it go. But she ain't everything grand, huh? Kiss me, baby, just to celebrate.
Maybe Louise LaRoche wouldn't like it.
Now, you on that again? You got a single-track mind, and the tracks are all laid on me. You'd think I was a hotel carpet the way you walk all over me.
Well, you'd think you were a Davenport to watch Louise LaRoche.
The way you talk, you think I love the ground she walked on or something.
Well, if you did, that'd be plenty. She ain't got feet. She's got a fleece.
Will you lay off that dame?
Will you?
Now, listen, she don't mean nothing to me, see? Except the dame that's in the cast and... Oh, nuts. Are you crazy?
Not crazy enough not to notice that you watch her like a monkey watches a peanut.
Now, listen, why take all the fun out of everything by getting all hot and bothered about something that ain't nothing at all? You know I love you, don't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well?
But I don't think you're above practicing on somebody else.
Oh, honey, have I ever chiseled on you yet?
No, and that ain't all.
You're the only gal in the world for me. You're the pal that took all the rats with me on the way up. You're the guy that shared all the tough break. Won our way into big time. How could I help but love you? We're your big sap. We're a Vern and Valentine, see? A team. And just like that contract. Says we gotta be together or we ain't no good. But even if I didn't love you, I would anyway. Don't be a ninny.
Well, don't be a beast.
Well, Rin Tin Tin made money by being one.
That's a smart crack. That's worth saving. I don't know what for, though.
Come on, come on, come on. Don't change the subject. Tell me you don't believe there's anything between me and Louise.
Louise? Oh, you're calling her by her first name now, are you?
All right, then, Miss LaRoche.
I want you to understand that I'm not jealous of her.
No. I know that.
It's only that I don't want her to make a sucker out of you. She ain't clever, but it don't take a magician to do that.
Now, listen, baby. Nobody ever made a sucker out of me.
I suppose you just grew that way. But get this, flaming youth, before you get it in the eye. This LaRoche dame may be a lily, but she's got more guilt on her than your grandmother's picture frame, see?
Yeah?
She's got a record, and the police keep it.
Oh, you know so much about her.
Well, I've been told plenty.
For the 7,000th time, I like her, see, and like us all.
Yeah, sure.
Because a lot of old hens scratch up all the dirt in the place. That don't make me like her any less, see?
Mm-mm.
And I love you, see?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exactly that, and if you don't believe it, well, you don't, that's all. Because after you make up your mind, the only thing that'll change it will be a major operation.
I don't believe you, so there. But you did mean that part about loving me, didn't you?
What do you want me to do, say it in skywriting or something?
Well, it's just a lot of smoke, huh?
Oh, ye gods.
Val, where are you going?
I'm going to take this contract to the Gallagher.
Oh, gee. I was scared. I thought you were leaving.
Leaving?
Yeah, you look so mad. Say, tell me where you're going the next time you get mad and jump up, so I won't think you're going to walk out on me.
Do you hear voices? It must be nuts. Walk out on you. Listen, darling, I did that once. It taught me plenty. Without you, I'm like a bladeless knife without a handle.
Honest?
Sure. I'm just going to take this contract up to Gally.
Well, it isn't signed yet.
Oh, gee, that's right, it ain't. Well, let's get it signed. Here, you sign first.
All right. There. Gee, this is like signing a guest card to paradise. It's your turn. Here's a pen.
Gee, this fountain pen don't work very well.
Well, it did when I opened that bottle of olives the other day.
Hey, look here. Do you notice this place that says the contract is canceled if either of us get sick for more than 2 days?
Well, why worry about that? You and I are so healthy that no self-respecting germs would live on us.
Since you put those shoes on the shelf, I'm not so sure.
Oh, forget the shoes and sign the contract.
I don't like that about the 2 days. Kid, let's get that change.
Oh, you go on and sign it.
Oh, all right. There. Vern and Valentine are signed for big time. For 1 year. 1-4 and 2 zeros per week.
Oh, boy.
That's heaven.
What? To be around that Louise LaRoche for that long?
With the love of Peter. Will you wait
no,
up
I won't
for
stop
just one minute?